The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft. Let's get back to some football.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot.
Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not sold.
I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
Literally hear the echoes in his head. When he talks, it's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
With the 27th pick, with the 31st pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots like
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to round one of the 2012 NFL draft.
The draft. The draft is officially open.
Good player. I don't hear anything.
With the 17th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Dre Kirkpatrick, defensive back, Alabama.
Okay. I like this.
They're replacing.
I like it.
Who's that guy they lost to the other team? Houston? Made Houston really good?
Jonathan Joseph.
That guy.
I like this. The Chargers are on the clock. Do we have any guesses on who the Chargers might take?
They're going to take a pass
Melvin
rusher.
Ingram.
Yeah, or Whitney, Ingram. Or Whitney or Merciless. Maybe Jones. They're taking one of those guys. I'd be stunned if they don't.
Okay. Francisco in Milford, Mass. says, do you happen to have the email from a writer last year who compared the Patriots draft process to bargain shopping at a grocery store? It was something like, I could have purchased brand milk, but had a buy one, get one coupon for the store brand milk. I don't know. Why would we need that email? I'm not sure. Let's see. Oliver in England, great coverage. Who do you think could trade back into the first round and be trading partners with the Patriots? Cleveland's got a lot of ammunition.
They do.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And they might want to get that.
They might want to get
Whedon. Yeah. So,
just for what it's worth, Scouts Inc., which does a numerical grade on all players, had Bruce Irvin as the 56th best player in this draft. And where did he go? 14? 15?
He went
15. That's an amazingly terrible pick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at our lads right now and at their value index. And let's see. I don't even think they have him. They don't have him. No. I'll just have to... not good radio for me to be doing this, and obviously no one's going to cover me here. Okay.
Sorry, just reading through some of the latest news here, see if there's anything.
I like Drake Kirkpatrick, by the way, for Cincinnati. I think that's a good pick.
You do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think he's a good solid player, and the one question is the one that Andy and I have been talking about this whole pre-draft process about that Alabama defense, and who knows who was made to look better than they were.
Larry writes in, what about Upshaw?
Love him.
Yeah, another one that's available.
Yeah.
It's looking more and more like New England will have the potential to take a good player here.
Let's see.
They don't mess it up in trade.
TM writes in, this draft isn't exciting.
Melvin Ingram goes
more
to San Diego.
Really?
Oh.
It's more boring.
Two picks away from me having to admit I was wrong.
It's more boring than Eric's sex life, and when it's done, it'll probably be just as disappointing.
Who is that?
We'll never be able to make the comparison because, you know. Sorry, Eric.
So the Chargers have taken Melvin Ingram?
It's a good pick for them.
It is.
Unless he's
not good.
Didn't he take one of the guys we wanted? What year was
English.
That?
Larry English.
Yeah, Larry English.
That was works out like that.
The other one was Carolina, I think, with Everett Brown. And I think Everett Brown went to San Diego after Panthers cut him.
After they cut him.
And he did nothing there either. So those two guys I missed on.
So where are we?
Andy hasn't admitted he missed on.
Is this Schefter saying that they're taking?
Adam Kaplan says great pick by the Chargers with Ingram. Badly needed a pass rusher. So I assume that's the pick.
And Sean Zobel said it too.
Who?
Sean Zobel. San Diego is taking Melvin Ingram. It says.
Why are you? Is someone else
somebody
retweet
retweeted
that?
He was retreated by
retreated.
Retreated.
Football guru.
Let's see. Greg's
football guru.
Greg writes in, am I the only one that can see Belichick take the guard from Stanford, who many believe is the best offensive lineman in the draft?
Well, he's not.
No. Well, no one thinks he's
Khalil
better than
is.
Khalil.
Khalil is,
yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you guys, would you be doing? Surprised at that?
I'd be stunned.
Okay.
Now, I think he's a very, very good player. But we talked about this morning a little bit, Freddie. Think about the interior line right now for the Patriots with Logan Mankins, Dan Conley, Dan Copen, and Brian Waters. Assuming Waters is coming back, and there's been further reports that indicate that he is coming back.
Right.
Okay. That's four guys for three spots. Add to that Robert Gallery, who you signed in free agency, right, who can play an interior spot.
Five guys. Quality.
Five guys that you would have no problems with playing, right?
Yep.
You're going to draft in the first round a guy who is going to either make some one of those guys that you just signed, Gallery, Conley, Copen, expendable, if you think he's that good and you have to play him, or he sits.
Right.
That, to me, is a surplus. I don't know why you would do that.
Okay.
And I do think DeCastro is a very good player, by the way.
Scott writes in, I think it's obvious that Bill will do the opposite of what is expected and draft Kobe Fleener to starve the rest of the NFL on any impact tight ends. Yeah, no way. There's just no way, because he's not worth the first-round pick, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And Fred broke down the tape.
Robert wants to know, how old is Paul's Twitter picture?
At least 5 years.
5 years?
At least. I said at least.
Yeah, it's false advertising.
You're the one who did it.
It's because that's the picture you gave me.
I don't have any pictures.
Yes, you do. You have the ones that Silverman took of us.
No, that's out of the system. I don't have those pictures that Silverman took.
Sure you do.
I'm sure I could get them, but I don't know how, is my point.
Yeah. We'll change it for you.
Murray says, I predict the Patriots will either use or trade both of their first-round picks, though given Belichick's unpredictability, I'm only 69% sure of this prediction. That's a joke. No one listening.
Sarcasm meter.
Mike writes
in. If it were a joke, it would have been funny.
Mike's in Charlotte.
Oh, and he's a former stand-up comic. He knows.
Mike's in Charlotte. I think Bill will take a corner at 27. Who do you guys think will be there?
Jenkins.
Well, you can't just say that.
Right.
Oh, he's going to take a corner. Who should he take?
Yeah,
he's going to take a player that he likes.
Exactly. You don't just fixate on a position and pick that position.
Now, Jenkins, sure, could be a possibility. You know, Russ Landy thinks that the Patriots could take him, but I don't know who else you'd want.
Let's see. Karthik says, you guys have predicted Copples to be a big bust. Will it happen? All of us would love that. I think Janoris Jenkins is the pick for us, maybe in the second round, and we will pick extra picks, and then we will pick Harrison Smith at 40.
We don't pick at 40.
Well, and then maybe 47? I don't know. What are we at?
We don't pick at 47.
What are we, 46? What's the number?
48.
What's the number? 48. Okay, whatever.
Did Paul leave?
Yeah, he's gone.
Is he doing 98.5?
No, he had to go to the bathroom.
The hub. I bet he's doing the hub.
It could be.
You think so? He just leaves?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll see him right next door, right?
No, they're out there. They're out.
Oh, they're out there. Oh.
We're all alone in the booth here.
All alone.
Russ wants to know, Fred, why do you employ a faux intellect who constantly insults and offends your listeners? An email calls a decent segment of your listeners whiners and morons, and he calls that emailer smart.
Screw you, bitch.
He's talking about Eric, not me.
Right? Yeah, and he calls him. and seeing as you can apparently read English slang insults on your radio show, Eric is a complete wanker, an ignorant idiot who believes in his own intelligence and superiority. What a clown, an arrogant, insulting clown.
I like this guy.
Yours respectfully and with the
here
best
comes the
of
commissioner.
Restraint, Russ from England.
Good job, Russ.
In the 2012 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Melvin Ingram, linebacker, South Carolina.
We say in mock disgust because we already knew the pick.
Melvin Ingram. All right. I'm wrong, Paul.
In general. That's all inclusive.
Let's see. Jonathan says, ever watch a movie when the audio was out of sync with the video? It sucks, right? If you insist on breaking the picks before it's on ESPN or NFL Network, then I just got to turn you off. Sorry.
See
fine.
Go away.
There
He's
is
out,
no
bitches.
Benefit to the you Screw heard it you. Here first in this situation. Come on, man.
Go away. We don't need you.
Well, what's the downside of hearing
I
it
don't
here
know.
First?
You're supposed to want to know information as soon as possible. If you don't want that, we don't need you. Go away.
Well, no, I'm not going to be that blunt about it. We do want you. I don't understand. It's a show.
This is a show.
And
right?
So
this is a show.
When we say the pick happens, it happens. as Gil Santos would say, it's not news until I say it's news. And that's kind of what's happening here. I mean, I don't understand.
Okay, we're at 19. Another pass rusher could be a possibility, but DeCastro. What the hell's going on?
Someone's counting down. The Bears are on the clock at 19.
I say this is either Jones or DeCastro.
Okay.
They can have Jones.
And I have no knowledge.
save that one.
Rob says that. Tape. Rob says that Scott Zolak just said there's a defensive run going on right now.
There you go, Freddie. There's your ally.
Thank you.
Anyway, interesting.
You see, guys see eye to eye.
Quote from.
Wow.
Quote from Morris Claiborne, who had the terrible Wonderlic score.
Yeah.
Wasn't questions that dealt with football, so I blew the test off. It had no football on it.
Wow.
Okay, well.
Another bust in Dallas. Yeah.
Good luck. James writes, and I know the Patriots might like certain players, but their MO is to hope these players fall to them instead of trading up.
Shea McClellan.
Woo! To
reach
the Bears?
The Bears.
Oi, oi, oi.
Patriots are making out like bleeping bandits. Chandler Jones is the guy they want, and he's going to be available.
Yeah, but if Merciless is available too, they should take Merciless.
I think they want Chandler Jones.
Oh, that's disappointing. It's disappointing if a better player is on the board.
Well, he's not a better player in their eyes.
He is.
What is going on? The commissioner is doing some awkward handshake with somebody.
Yeah. Wow.
I think they showed that they messed it up. They tried to do a handshake, and it just didn't work out.
Obviously.
Good use of like $250,000 camera there to get that slow motion.
There's a shock. The 55-year-old white lawyer couldn't do the handshake with the pass rusher straight out of college.
Sam in Chicago says, do you think Belichick can package the Patriots' first-round picks and a second-rounder for the Giants Super Bowl trophy?
That's a good email.
Troy writes in, how about Upshaw at 27 and Kendall Wright at 31? That would be sweet.
I think it's going to be Jones and Wright.
Why is Eric being such an angry dick?
Because there are stupid people writing in and complaining about our coverage.
Apparently, Dick is just acceptable now.
I think that's kind of who he is.
I think it is.
I was going to say, you want him to be not himself?
Am I wrong about that word not being okay?
I don't think it's appropriate.
I hear it on terrestrial radio.
Well, you did ban him from the show for saying it.
It was the context. It was more the context.
I called the guy who I fully believe is that.
Tyler from Danbury, who would you rather take? Upshaw, DeCastro, or Jenkins? Upshaw, DeCastro, or Jenkins?
For us?
Yeah.
Upshaw.
Upshaw, but yeah. Jenkins is really...
Would any of those guys be guys you trade up for?
No.
Okay.
The trading up window is over with.
Tyler says, I love Jenkins' potential and truly believe the Patriots could steer him down the right path.
That's a good pick for the Bears with McClellan, just for the fit. I don't think he's a great player, but you I'm assuming he's going to play opposite Julius Peppers. So that gives him, gets his feet wet.
Sure.
Peppers for a couple more years and then
I think you're in the, you know, about trading up, you know, that you sort of asked if it, I think you're in the Merciless situation here. If, you know, you're getting to the 20s and you have guys that are still available. Well, if you like them, I like Merciless enough to trade up.
So let me ask
a handful
you a
of spots for him.
Is there guys in the draft right now available that
is there guys
you think the Patriots didn't think would be available that are?
Chandler Jones.
Okay.
I think they thought he'd be gone by this Chicago-San Diego area.
But it's so hard
to
Merciless.
Know. And Merciless. I think Merciless and Jones. I don't think they thought those two guys.
Okay.
Those two guys were, but see, like Andy's right. Andy started off the show. He was like, Chandler Jones last week was a borderline first-round pick. Today,
he
was a borderline top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Right.
So who knows where he, quote-unquote, was supposed to go.
Right.
He's borderline first-rounder overall. He's going to get drafted too high here.
All I know is...
See, that's the tone that people are mad at you about, by the way.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're analysts. We're supposed to say things.
It's not information.
Conviction.
It's a tonality problem.
It's a tonality issue. Ask Andy about it.
In the 2012 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Shea McClellan, defensive end, Boise State.
Ew.
The what's are still funny, but
come
they're
on,
getting less
mean,
and less.
Andy. That's mean.
That's not his girlfriend, is it?
I think that's...
No, that's his mother. That's his
you were saying ooh at the girlfriend, weren't you?
Yeah, the...
that's mean.
What do you call her, Fred?
What?
What do you call redheads?
Gingers?
Yeah, she's a ginger.
I never heard you say that.
He said it earlier tonight.
That guy running the 40 who looked like an idiot.
That's what they say, and the kids say that now. It's not nice.
Is it not?
What does it mean?
It's redhead.
Redhead.
It's a redhead.
But why is it not nice?
It's not nice. It's just
it's
like,
used as a derogatory
term. Is it something that you can't explain on the radio?
Is it
more or less nice than Firebush?
And I'm not. This is not a
probably equivalent. Andy.
This is not a Paul Fred semantics argument. I legitimately have never heard that and don't understand it.
Ginger or Marianne? Is that where it comes from?
Maybe.
Is she the red? Is
she
the
was
red?
The red?
Ginger was the redhead.
But doesn't like ginger the spice? Isn't it like
the reddish,
reddish
kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So why is it meant to be mean?
Cinnamon.
I don't know. People make fun of people with red hair, right? Don't they?
Oh,
well,
generally.
That's not nice. It's not nice.
Well, it's been a bad thing ever since
right,
it was on South Park.
That's not nice either.
Oh, it was on South Park.
It was
on South Park, and they said gingers don't have a soul. And
oh, that thing.
That's when it started to become a bad term.
Okay.
Is there a guy who's been waiting for 17 minutes to talk to us?
Yes.
Apparently.
Fred, there's a phone call.
Oh, there is?
I apologize, MJ.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Oh, my God.
MJ, are you there?
Oh, my God. I listened to that story, like, for 17 minutes.
I'm sorry. That's Fred's fault.
No, I don't even know who what the voice I'm listening to right now.
Are you drinking?
Yeah, you sound drunk.
No, I don't. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh. You do sound it. You might not be, but
that's
you do.
Don't tell me what you sound like.
I'm Andy. Oh, that's right. Paul. This is PFW in Progress. We cover the New England Patriots on web radio.
What can we do for you?
I get it. No,
you get
I was. Actually,
so you're
was
high, not drunk.
Before. No, either. I'm actually trying to figure out what you guys think is going to happen with the 27th, because I thought Mark Barron was actually a legitimate pick for the Pats, because I heard earlier the Seattle Seahawks wants to trade up. Oh, wait, the Pats wanted to trade up for the Seattle Seahawks, 12th pick.
The Patriots debunked that, said they had never spoken with the Seahawks, and then the Seahawks made a terrible pick at 15 with Bruce Irvin. But Patriots will be looking at pass rushers, defensive backs, and Kendall Wright.
Thanks for the call, MJ.
And just to let you know, MJ, Mark Barron got picked 7th. I'm not sure if he was sober then to know, but
maybe I just drink to
he's
get
been
drunk.
Off the board quite some time.
He is right that a lot of people had Mark Barron.
Right, but I don't know if he's aware that he got taken already.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
It does sound like he's a drug-induced state.
Fred, did you see this email from Nano? The subject line?
New England traded up, says Nano.
New England is coming up.
I'm not
that would
anything.
Be a shocker.
Tennessee made a deal with the Patriots per NFL
Network.
Nope,
New England to the 21st pick.
Oh, they
21st.
Did. They did move
they
moved
for
to the
27th
to
Cincinnati.
Oh, my
goodness. With the Bengals.
This is huge.
This is huge.
Wow.
Eric, got your wish.
Yeah, let's.
Wow.
This is good.
Congratulations.
Is good. Hold on, Fred. I didn't get my wish.
Does anybody know who Tennessee picked?
I didn't get
half of it. Half of it. Yeah.
27 and a third rounder.
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Christian owes us lunch now.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So the word is, and it's true, because NFL Network has NFL.com has the Patriots now in the 21st slot. They have moved up with into the Bengals slot, and the Bengals, of course, are down to 27th. So just to be clear, the 27th pick is the one that they swapped with.
Right. And Chandler Jones is definitely going to be the pick.
You think so?
27 and 93 is what the Patriots gave up.
Or Whitney Mercilus. Kendall Wright went to the Titans at 20, so he can't be picked.
So the Patriots, this is big news, people.
This is huge. You get the guy for the front.
Whitney Mercilus.
The Patriots have moved up to 21.
That would be great, Paul.
They did it a little late. They really wanted Melvin Ingram. They they moved
93.
They moved a little late for that.
Yes, Eric. They traded 93
they really
for 21.
Mike Brown there, huh?
Mike Brown.
This is huge
news. So did you say Tennessee picked Kendall Wright, Andy?
Yes, according to Twitter.
This is huge news. Andy says, another Andy says he's freaking shocked. Another person says that Paul's picture on Twitter is shocking.
Yeah, I thought, you know, this is the area that we thought there was the lone chance. Moving up slightly in the 20s.
Ooh,
you know,
they
Andy
overpaid
kept,
by 8 points.
Andy kept wondering about whether or not it was actually the low 20s or the high 20s. Well,
they're in it.
This is the area we thought if they were to move up, they would do. Not a drastic move up to 12 like was rumored earlier today with Seattle, but if they were going to move, it would be a slight move up.
Right. So the board, obviously.
I like the aggressiveness.
I mean, this whole domino effect that Andy talked about
earlier. Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones is the reports.
Oh, the Patriots saw the same thing.
Andy.
And they moved on it. Andrew from Monterey, California says, I'm driving down the California coast to Santa Barbara right now. Please keep up all the tweets, ESPN audio, and great commentary. I'm excited about all these poor reach picks by other teams and what this means for the Patriots. Have a great night. Keep up the great work. So what it means for the Patriots is they have moved up to 21.
And taken Chandler Jones, defensive end, outside linebacker, out of Syracuse. I want to caution fans. I don't think you're getting 15 sacks.
Right,
you're going to get 9 sacks and good all-around defensive play.
And this is a PR move. This is Aaron's move. He was talking about this for a while.
That's right, the Syracuse grad.
Aaron Salkin of I want to go. We like to make this a tradition. Read an email, Fred, but I'm going to look him up in the Pro Football Weekly.
Very
like
excited for Andy and I, who predicted Chandler Jones. Andy had him on Patriots Today. We collaborated. I stuck with that pick for Patriots All Access last night, Chandler Jones.
Another person says, this is John, he says, if we get Jones, I got lunch covered for you guys. He was my own personal Quinn this year. Jones at 27, Jenkins at 31, that's all I need. Well, we got Jones maybe at 21, so I hope the offer is still there.
Chris West, thank you for that tweet that explains a little bit more about gingers. Thank you.
Just want to read his...
Oh, that's terrible.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
What?
I'm not reading it.
I'm not going to read it on the air. We're not going to read it on the air.
Okay. About the gingers.
Yeah, are you excited about the gingers or finally getting a pass rusher and getting an edge guy?
Andy, go ahead.
Fred's discussed it with Eric.
You know he missed time last year, obviously, with the knee injury. Fred, I don't know if you did.
Chandler Jones.
Yes.
Don't
be mean.
Suffered in the opener. Appeared in 7 games, all starts. 37 tackles, 7.5 for a loss, 4.5 sacks. Positives, outstanding size with rare arm length to disrupt the quarterback's vision. We know Belichick loves length. He wants length. Plays big, uses hands with violence, swats blockers out of the way with strong club, good quickness off the ball, plays with good balance and protects himself from cut blocks. Above average anchor strength, setting the edge, all the stuff they like. You can't just play the pass. Can stack the corner. I don't know what that means. Takes long strides, flattens down the line and closes
fast. Pick is coming in.
Good effort and energy. It's Chandler Jones.
This is the Titans selection.
With the 20th pick in the 2012 NFL draft,
negatives.
The Tennessee Titans select Kendall Wright.
Okay, pop
wide
that down.
Receiver Baylor.
Okay, so my second round pick didn't quite make it to the second round, but that's okay.
Negatives, lacks elite edge burst. Average lateral agility reflected in shuttle times at the combine. Tends to play a bit upright and could expand his pass rush repertoire. Is not an explosive tackler. Bench press 225 only 22 times. Ugh. And must continue to get stronger to set the edge in the 3-4 front. You just said he did a good job setting the edge.
I know.
Average career sack production, only 10 career sacks in college. Summary, highly athletic, vine-armed. I believe that means he's vascular.
Right.
Havoc.
Get the big veins.
Havoc-wreaking pass rusher with rare dimensions and developing frame to fill out and become a pass rushing force. Scouts have compared him to Arizona Cardinals 2008 second round pick Calais Campbell, yet he offers even more intriguing versatility with potential disrupt from either side and grow into a stout anchor. Projection, first round pick.
All right. Craig from Ottawa thinks it was a bad pick. Very upset they traded up to get a terrible player.
Well, how do you know he's a terrible player? Come on. I don't like to be pro-Patriot and Homer Simpson here, but...
I mean, do. They pay me.
He's a good player. He was a coveted player.
Yeah, the thing that...
So now we have the question. If the Patriots floated a rumor about him having a toe injury to get him to drop to them...
Yes.
Should he sue them for libel?
Yeah, I think that the situation here that I think is sort of obvious in hindsight, and we talked about it. He seems the kind of guy that Belichick would take in the first round because he's not a one-trick pony.
Yep,
he does everything good. Now, Eric and I are in agreement on Merciless. Much better pass rusher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this guy does
more of the
things everything,
that they like.
Everything that they
everything,
want.
Total
and
package.
I can understand Eric's disdain because he's looking for what the team lacked. And that was pressure. And not surprisingly, Eric is looking not only for Cox early in the draft, he was looking for sacks late in the
Good ball. That was a good setup. Does this guarantee that the Patriots move 31 out?
No, I don't think so.
No, because what if Merciless is still there?
Or what if Janoris Jenkins?
Or Janoris Jenkins or someone like that. Then
okay. Yeah.
Brandon Wheaton, supposedly, for Cleveland here.
All right.
That's a good, solid pick. Right, Paul?
Should we get to the five-year argument?
No, we'll do that
another
day.
No, we'll do it later. We'll do it away for Saturday.
Let's see. James says the Patriots must really be sold on this player to move up, and they didn't want to lose him. Yeah, that's
right.
Absolutely true.
There was no doubt that they liked him. They wanted him. Well, the Patriots. See, yeah. This is all a muck. You're not supposed to announce anything early, and Patriots have already tweeted, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick have already welcomed him to New England, still waiting to announce the pick officially.
Yeah, all bets are off tonight.
They didn't actually, in that sentence, say Chandler Jones.
All bets are off tonight with the reporting of the picks.
Let's see. Nick writes in, I missed the last few radio shows and decided to catch up today. Wow. Have they been unreal? Some of the best of the year. The end of Fred's alpaca dream, probably for the best. You're supposed to prep for your retirement by saving money to travel the world, not tying yourself to a farm. Paul only being 40, I still need to see his ID for that one.
I'm almost 44.
But as Fred says, you no longer need ID, so keep telling people you're 40, Paul, because no one can call you on it. And the biggest of all, Eric not having sex in 8 years.
Would you stop with those ridiculous numbers?
It's
much longer.
Right. Get the hooker and you'll reek of confidence. Insert any remarks.
I'm not lacking in confidence, that's for sure.
That's true.
All of these crazy
facts. Here's the official Patriots selection if you want. Yeah.
We should have this on tape.
Cincinnati has traded the 21st pick to New England. With the 21st pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Chandler Jones, defensive end, Syracuse.
I think it's probably a little past its time, but our cover words, Chandler Bing.
Oh, Friends.
It's probably a little old.
Maybe
school.
Old, but
I'm just surprised you know that name.
Why? Because that show was funny and Seinfeld wasn't?
I thought that was another
show.
You thought.
Wait a minute.
Friends was better
than
Seinfeld?
No.
You know what you are.
Fired.
I think Friends was on par with Seinfeld.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, my God.
I like Seinfeld better, but I think Friends was a very, very funny show.
You both should go to Provincetown. Let's see.
What does that mean?
What's
wrong with Provincetown?
Provincetown sounds a lovely place.
Why don't you tweet about the Bruins game, too?
Provincetown's a lovely town.
All of these crazy facts. I love it. All of these crazy facts happening
like
in the year 2012 maybe shows the end of the world really is at hand. Wait, it has ended. Bill actually traded up for defense. Finally, hell is frozen over and the sky is falling. And yes, I still live in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
You
insert
live in her?
Andy remark
good,
here.
Good for you,
Lord. This guy can stay up if he lives
here. That other guy, by the way, I never claimed I was 40. I'm 40, almost 44. I don't lie about my age.
Okay, let's start looking ahead. We got Chandler Jones. We got what we wanted, but we got another pick coming up in 10 spots or 9 spots or whatever.
Right.
Stick with defense. Stick with the defensive front, because I am of the belief you need two guys. I wanted Irvin later, but
what if you get Doug Martin?
I don't want Doug Martin. I think Doug Martin's an overrated bowling ball.
With the 22nd pick in the 2012 NFL draft,
it's actually supposed to be the opposite.
The Cleveland Browns select Brandon Weeden, quarterback, Oklahoma State.
They got their aging quarterback.
That's aging, not Asian.
Aging quarterback. Brandon.
And you know what?
I'm fallen, and I can't get up.
He actually said 3 years. But
what?
Mike Mayock says Chandler Jones would be great in 3 years.
Really? That's not good.
Why?
Were you waiting 3 years for a defensive guy in the first round?
Yeah, and there was another tweet that says that Mayock said he'd be a great pass rusher in 2 years.
So
he's
covering his bets.
I think he's a good, solid player.
It sounds like he doesn't really like him, but the Patriots took him, and he has to find good things to say about
no
him.
No question. Those tweets are already starting, the comparisons to Jermaine Cunningham, and people think he's going to be Cunningham.
Okay, what Mayock said, according to this emailer, is that in 3 years he could be the best defensive player from this draft. Okay, that's different than
a lot of people believe that. Mel Kiper thought had he not missed the five games with the injury, you're talking about a top 10 pick and one of the elite defensive players in this draft.
I think he's a good player. I like Merciless's pass rush better than Jones, but I like Jones a lot.
Brian in California says, okay, we got Jones. Great. I'm happy. Now, what are the chances that Merciless falls to 31 and Jenkins is available at our first pick in round two? That would be an amazing freaking draft.
That would be. That would absolutely be a great
and,
draft.
Brian okay. hates Bobby Valentine.
Yeah,
just Merciless
to tell
us
Jenkins.
That. So.
Well, let's see. Green Bay would take Merciless, wouldn't they? They're looking for a
maybe.
Pass.
Yeah.
Should we be
Let's see. No, this isn't the anthem. Kevin in High Point says, I don't know much about Jones. Should
whoever
I be excited?
Whoever runs the board should be getting this little pop-up box off it. not surprised.
Extending the streak of things that aren't Kevin's fault.
Should we be excited about Chandler Jones? I think so. Yeah.
I'm excited that they took a front seven, a dynamic front seven player.
Yeah,
right.
And they traded up to get him, which tells me that they really like
him. Let's put it this way: if in Bill we trust, you know they're excited about him.
And look, so, yeah, but they were excited about Chad Jackson. That doesn't be all end all stamp of greatness.
To be fair, the last few years we've said they need to trade up and they need to get a defensive end / outside linebacker. They finally did both.
Right.
So we have to be happy.
I'm
with
happy.
The pick. We have
I am happy as a pig.
What is it?
In poo poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark writes in, does the drafting of Chandler Jones tell anything about what type of defense the Patriots will play next year?
No.
Chandler Jones seems to be more of a 4-3 end, so does this mean there's a chance they will stick to more of a 4-3 base next year?
No. I think they'll continue to do the game plan specific week to week.
Yeah, I think he has versatility. Yeah.
I think he's a prototypical outside linebacker.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of Willie McGinnis.
Adam Schein from NFL Sirius has a tweet. He says, remember when we interviewed Chandler Jones and he refused to talk about the Patriots? They loved him.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean, yeah?
No,
I think that's interesting. They interviewed the guy and he didn't want to talk about the Patriots, and then they ended up taking him. I think that's a good nugget.
Well,
but they
yes, I would need to hear their context. But, yeah, because that would tell me, Freddie, that the Patriots said keep your mouth shut.
Oh, right? He said that. Coaches said keep my mouth shut or don't talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear the interview. So
no, I didn't
know
hear it. I read the quote, though, and it was specific.
Yeah. But no, absolutely.
Haven't other guys said that in the past?
Maybe. Jonathan wants to know what would be the
Kraft?
Best. What?
Kraft?
Never mind.
He wants to know what would be the best case scenario for the Patriots at 31?
I would say Merciless.
Merciless.
Because now I get my well-rounded edge player and my flashy edge player.
Solid edge right there.
Give it to me.
Both sides.
Yeah. That's best case scenario. But
can't see it happening.
I already think this draft was a best case scenario. We got our edge guy. Shut up and go home.
I'm just happy that we actually hit on a player. You know, we got a specific player that then they ended up taking him.
Because we're always right.
Andy writes in, I'm just happy we picked a defensive guy and not another tight end. Of course, we looked pretty smart last year. Well, yeah, but I get your point. Let's see. Steve writes in, CBS Sports is showing 31st pick is traded to Cincy. No other info.
No, 27 was traded to Cincy.
Well, according to...
Another trade with Cincy?
Well, according to the TV, it was 27, but maybe it was 31. I don't know.
No, according to Real Patriots, it was 27.
Right. And the NFL.com.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN's tracker says the same thing. So.
Yeah, I still have the Patriots at 31. And
although
the
now it says that we're on the board at 25.
What?
It does say we're on the board at 25.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
The world is coming to an end.
As a matter of fact,
do you want us to give you some time?
The ESPN draft tracker has the Patriots at 25.
Who was that? Who?
From Denver.
Denver.
From Denver.
Burning up the phone lines once again.
Wow.
Well, you're a little late, Patriots.
Stunned.
We traded. Traded up twice. Who said that was going to happen?
Not me.
For Merciless?
Not me.
Yeah, but what if Merciless goes to Pittsburgh at 24?
Which is a very real possibility. Or Detroit. Those are two teams that could use a guy like that.
And what did we give up? This draft is going to end awful quick.
Fine with me.
We started with 6. We went to 5, and we could be down to 4.
That's fine. That's great.
We'll take the 2 twos and
they
turn it
they finally
did
what
sevens.
We've been telling them to do. Move up, get talent, and end it.
You got the first round pick?
Fred,
you got Jones, or I got
Fred,
Jones.
Yes?
Isn't this about the time where you tell, Eric that we win the AFC East every year and
you can get
we
it.
Went
right.
to the Super Bowl last
right.
year?
I'm going to project 3 years down the road when there's a casino across the street that Bones Jones will be defending his UFC
title
in the arena at whatever that's
whatever
called.
Across the street. Yeah.
All right.
And Ryan him, wants to know, did Eric just say give it to me from both sides?
No, that was Andy.
Paris is next week, Eric.
No, that was Andy who said give
it doesn't even make sense.
I said separately on both sides.
So you want it separately on both sides. It's just as bad.
Here you comes the
skiing?
Commissioner.
Are you skiing?
We have a special guest to announce the Detroit Lions selection. Please
Megatron.
Welcome Lions wide receiver. And Matt, NFL 13 cover athlete,
our HD
Calvin
video
Johnson.
Board just went out.
Because it said it needed resetting or it was going to go out.
Oh.
Whoever runs the video board should have reset it.
Very honored to be voted by you, the fan, 20 million deep, to the cover of Madden 13. And with that, the 23rd pick of the 2012 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Riley Reiff.
All right. Reiff. Merciless is still a possibility.
Lions went line.
Yeah, but the Steelers.
Yeah.
Steelers are on the board at 24.
I'm going to say, did DeCastro go?
No.
They're going to take DeCastro, and we're going to take Whitney Merciless.
Yes,
and I am going to need a new pair of underwear.
Now, ESPN has the Patriots at 25, but the NFL.com still has the Broncos at 25.
When is the NFL.com?
As I said that, the Patriots just popped into the 25th slot from the Broncos. So that's official.
Does that mean like Pittsburgh already made their pick and we know who Pittsburgh? Do you know what I'm saying?
By the way, the feature on the Jones brothers versus the Gronkowski brothers for our paper, since we have members of both now.
Oh, yeah.
Family Feud.
Dante Hightower.
Hightower for everyone Pittsburgh, as has been predicted all day.
Dante Hightower, not Merciless for New England.
Oh, well, I like that pick, too.
I don't.
Why?
I thought he looked a little hesitant.
I'd rather have Merciless.
I'd rather have Merciless, but no one else would, apparently, since he's not going to be a first-round pick at this rate.
Michael wants to know, how about the SEC mopping up in the draft? Maybe the NFL should expand and pick up the SEC as another division.
It's better than the AFC East.
Okay.
What's he doing?
Here comes the commissioner. The
Pittsburgh Steelers selection at 24.
O-lineman Cordy Glenn, I'm guessing.
With the 24th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select David DeCastro.
DeCastro.
That's a great pick at 25.
Yeah, their O-line has been beat up.
They need
severely.
An offensive lineman
the last two seasons.
You're best guard in the draft.
Season. You're absolutely right about that.
Second best lineman in the draft. Let's get Mendenhall some yards when he gets back from that ACL.
So Dante Hightower. Interesting.
I like the
pick. And not Upshaw.
Where is my...
Upshaw was still available.
Upshaw,
no?
Yeah. Hightower, or Merciless? What do you want?
I would have wanted Merciless.
But you think it's Hightower? Are you hearing it's Hightower?
Yeah, people are reporting
it's all
Hightower.
All over Twitter, it's Hightower.
Okay.
They drafted Hightower.
All right, well...
I'm going to go to my... you talk amongst yourselves for a second.
The Patriots are on the clock after having traded into the 25th slot with the Denver Broncos.
Okay, I got Hightower. You want me to a little
sure, go ahead.
Rundown? 6'2 and a quarter, 265, 4'6", 440. Given name is Quaylen, in case you want to know. Goes by Dante. Where's my... What is all that?
What?
In the background I'm hearing. Anyway.
Press conference?
Powerfully built with exceptional size, body thickness, take on strength for inside, plays big, can dominate fullbacks at the point of attack, explosive on contact, extremely stout base, plays square to the line, and stones, ISO lead blockers, can stack shed, swallow ball carriers, physical tackler, knock back power in his body, reroutes and can control tight ends at the line of scrimmage, athletic mover for his size, versatile, has played multiple positions and has the football smarts to line up the defense and handle any LB position, knows everyone's assignments, highly instinctive, lined up with his hand in the dirt, and can set the edge and swap blockers out of the way, highly respected defensive signal caller, solid tackler, character, works hard, is committed to the game, and is well-versed.
Here comes the commissioner again.
The commissioner with the second and final Patriots pick, we assume, of the first round tonight.
Denver has traded the 25th pick to New England with the 25th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft. The New England Patriots select Dante Hightower, linebacker, Alabama.
His negatives, does not always sell out around piles and appears to be protecting himself too much, leaves some production on the field.
I saw that.
You actually did say that.
Yes.
Can improve his hand use, disengaging, limited range in production and coverage, can be outflanked by speed backs, has some heaviness in his movement, weight has pushed 270 pounds and might require monitoring, lacks elite speed and short area bursts to bend the edge, can expand his pass rush arsenal, can do a better job coming to balance and wrapping in space, average book smarts, durability requires evaluation, and the summary, a big-bodied physical run stuffer with deceptive movement skill and edge-setting strength to play outside. Hightower took time to recover from an ACL injury he suffered 2 years ago and has shown a tendency to play too cautiously since returning to the field, is regarded as a 2-down, 3-4 Mike linebacker by some NFL teams, but might fit best outside in an odd front given his physicality to control the line of scrimmage and stack the corner.
His ability to kick outside on third downs enhances his value. His scheme diverse and versatile and has Pro Bowl potential when healthy. So
I got to go with Living on a Prayer.
6'2", 265 is what NFL.com has him listed as, but they're saying that he's over 270.
No, no, no. His weight now is 6'2", 264, they said.
Okay.
But they were also saying he has ballooned up at times, and his weight is an issue that needs to be monitored. I just think the versatility, the ability to move all around, play a bunch of stuff, he's a Belichick guy. The one thing I would say is, as much as we're happy you got your pass rusher, I'm not sure we got our elite pass rusher. You know, I think you got good solid, and maybe we're just back to the days of Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel, and, you know, they're all going to get there at some points, and no one guy that the defense knows is coming. You certainly got better. You certainly got better up front and have some versatility. I mean, what if he's not what he is when he's good? What if he's the guy who can't stay on the field and continue to have trouble? Well, now you have some insurance, I think, and Hightower can be that, but I think he can also be a versatile outside guy.
If Jones, you know, can play right away, whose place does he take right away, you know, of the guys who started last year?
Mark Anderson or Andre Carter.
Okay.
Well, that's my question that I wanted to ask Mr. Football. Do you think it's a four-man line? I mean, let's assume that if you play a 3-4, it's Spikes and Mayo inside. Mm-hmm. Hightower probably projects more as an inside guy if you play a 3-4, right?
Maybe, but so I does think he can play outside too.
Does this mean, I mean, as a true outside linebacker in our scheme?
As a Dalis Thomas.
Okay. All right, so that probably answers
your
question.
You're stuffing outside linebacker.
Or do you go with the four-man front and have a guy like Jones now as that sort of Andre Carter type that can set the edge and play the run and pat rush a little bit?
I would say both.
And then you have Hightower as, an outside linebacker in a 4-3, maybe a whatever.
Yeah, I think he may be a little less suited to that, but I think you have the versatility to do it all. I mean, and you'll probably see defenses where Jones, Hightower, Spikes, Mayo, and Ninkovich are all on the field, you know, and only Wilfork is like your true defensive lineman. I mean, I think you have versatility, a lot of versatility in that group now. And thankfully, you have some youth to develop, because for as much as Rob Ninkovich, and the, you know, you now have a lot of young guys that theoretically could develop.
Bill Berry wants to know if there's any thoughts on Goodell mispronouncing Hightower. We kind of made fun of it, but not really.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
We certainly are not the ones to be criticizing mispronunciations.
Why? I do it all the time.
We've been calling them couples all night.
We had couples, couples,
couples,
couples.
Dan Copen. Joe writes in, let's trade up again and get Jenkins, and that's all we need.
I'd be fine with that, too.
Well, we might just sit put. What was the trade, by the way? Did we get that?
Yes, the 31 and 126, which is the fourth round pick. So at the moment, they only have two picks tomorrow.
That's it.
600.
And that would be it.
Wow.
That'd be great.
What was 136, you said?
126, the fourth round pick.
So 646 points to move up to 25.
Yes. Oh, good value there. That's a 720 pick. Good value.
Makes up for the last one that we paid too much for.
Bad value, 8 points high on that one.
Mike Lombardi tweets out, according to strippers, this isn't stripper plagiarizing Mike Lombardi, it's Mike Lombardi's tweet. New England defense just got faster and better in the front seven. Two good picks.
Right. Yeah, good picks.
Captain good Obvious picks. Works for NFL Network.
I
mean, seriously, obviously they got better. They took two guys that play defense in the first round.
Ben writes in, the Patriots app that I use every day to listen to your show is not offering the live feed right now. Are you guys aware of this? Have restarted my app and my phone, and I'm assuming the problem is on your end. This is the first report we've had of it, but hopefully people are listening.
In the 2012 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Whitney Mercilus.
Mercilus at 26.
That pass rush could be sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Seriously.
J.J. Watt, Brooks Reed,
right.
Whitney Mercilus.
The kid from a couple of years ago, too, that we
liked. Yeah, Connor Barwin.
Connor Barwin.
Uh-oh, Patriots. Mm. You better protect. Your guy right and left tackles better be ready in the AFC title game against Houston.
On Monday Night Football against Houston.
That
first.
Too. Yeah, that too.
All right, so the Texans take Mercilus.
Look at the
26.
Mercilus house.
Everybody here liked Mercilus. 27.
Oh, man, yourself, ladies.
the Bengals are on the clock at 27. The Patriots old slot, followed by the Packers, Ravens, 49ers, Broncos, and Giants. And that'll do it for the first round.
Now, I have a question for our friend Chris with the TIAN. Now that the Patriots traded up twice in the first round, does he owe us double the amount of lunches he promised us?
Yes, 2 months worth of lunches.
Yes,
he was
I
on the line.
So.
He hung up as soon as that second trade came in.
Oh, come on.
He's going to get a second job. He's going to work tonight.
A lot of people have emailed that say the Patriots still have the 31st pick. That's incorrect. I don't know
Denver
what you're looking
does.
At.
No, Denver has it.
Maybe you want to NFL. They're saying NFL.com still has it there. I don't.
I think that's
my
a
NFL.com has the Patriots no longer with the 31st. So you might want to hit Control F5 or. let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Brad from the Eastern Shores on the line. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. I figured you'd remember me by that name. I'm out in West Virginia now.
Oh, great.
So Bruce Irvin country.
Bruce Irvin, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he knock your sign down?
Pardon?
Was it your sign that he knocked down?
No. Okay. I'm not that far out. I'm just over the line from Maryland into West Virginia. I'm wondering if we have, for the second year in a row, flummoxed Baltimore.
That's the report,
Sorry, 2 years ago. Mm. 2 years ago, we take Gronkowski right in front of him.
Yep.
And now we may have taken
the guy
the heir apparent to Ray Lewis.
Yeah,
away from Baltimore.
That was some of the tweets that I saw from our clued in people down in Baltimore that the Ravens were hoping to get Hightower.
Oh, absolutely.
And New England swooped in to get him.
Absolutely. I'm still, like I said, close enough to Maryland that I keep track of everything they're doing. And, I mean, this guy just looked just like a perfect fit to move right into Ray Lewis. Maybe a little bigger, but if he shed a little weight, got a little faster, I think he would have been a perfect heir apparent. And, again, Belichick rolls the dice and says, I think we can hurt them more and help our team. Look at what Gronkowski's done. They ended up with a couple guys that aren't bad, but, you know, PETA is not a Hernandez. And I think we've made out like bandits here tonight. This is absolutely unbelievable.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you for the call. I mean, you know, I think this is something where we've been asking them to do this. Well, others have. I haven't. But for those of you who have been looking for them to trade up to target a guy, they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
The question is now, is it the right guys? We'll see. But
I'll tell you in 2 years.
Right. Greg Cassell writes in, he says, does Belichick see Hightower as a pass rusher in a three-point stance? Did that at Alabama. Didn't think he could do that with consistency in the NFL.
Well, I'm not sure he'll be asked to do it
with
consistency.
Right.
He'll be asked to do it 10% of the time or 8% of the time when he's going to be asked to do a bunch of things. I am intrigued now by the bodies that they can throw out there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better about that. I don't know if it'll
formations,
work or they'll be good,
everything.
But
yeah.
I think he's going to have some fun throwing things at opposing offenses.
Yeah.
Adam Schein writes in, I love this draft for Belichick, Hightower, and Jones. This is why the Patriots are the Patriots. Agreed.
Wait a minute. This is why the Patriots are they traded up for the first time in a blipping decade?
Right. They do what they feel they need to do. They continually put themselves in a position to compete for a Super Bowl every year, which is what you're looking for.
But what does that have to do with this draft? And I hate these generalizations.
Steven writes in from Travis Air Force Base in California.
Thank you for your service. Sorry, I didn't have the microphone.
Think we package the 2 second-round picks and get up higher and end the draft with only 3 picks?
I'd love it. Great. Let's do it. Get Jenkins. Move on.
Pablo writes in.
Do we still have to do a show the next
week? Okay, the Pats finally traded up for defense in the first round. I don't care who they picked. I'm glad they decided to go and get the guys they wanted.
I agree.
Instead of waiting for someone to drop to them. I love it. Chris writes in, after hearing that list of concerns, is Hightower really that great a pick? Chris and Indy. Yeah, I mean, every guy in that book, and Andy's reading from the Pro Football Weekly book, which is regarded as pretty much the best.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy has those types of, you know, positives and negatives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't take that as, oh, my God, you know, that's the one guy that had negatives. No, they. If you read that book, they all do it. But it's a good book.
Yeah.
I mean, all these guys have questions.
Right.
You don't know.
Well, and certainly the guy taken 25th has more questions theoretically than the guy taken 12 or whatever.
By the way, where did Paul go?
I don't know.
He just left again.
He might have gone to conference calls.
Oh,
the players they just picked.
Oh, he might have gone to shoot something with B-Lo, too.
So he sees a camera and he runs out of the room.
Well, Bilo was looking to shoot some analysis or something.
New England to trade Ingram.
All right,
with
let's go to the
27th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Kevin Zeitler, guard, Wisconsin.
Wow. Surprise?
No.
No?
No, he's a late first-round pick.
Yeah. This is about where he was
a solid player.
Okay.
Are we going to end this draft a little earlier than expected?
Yes. 10:35.
Great.
We've got five more picks left.
So at most it can be is 50 minutes.
Right.
But it hasn't really been going that long, has it?
Yeah. So 11:15.
I guess not as early as
right.
I was thinking.
It's about what they thought.
But with all these trades, it's kind of surprising. Usually you get these trades slow everything down.
Right. Sean says that he's listening fine on the app, so...
So it's on your end, other guy.
Right. Well, you know, it could be anything. It could be the carrier that he's on, or...
It could be Chris Ferreira.
Mark in Winthrop says, I'm excited about the Patriots draft. I need to go take my dog for a walk. P.S. I don't have a dog. Eric knows what I'm talking about.
People say that?
I don't... Yeah.
It is? I've heard, like, polish the bishop or flog the law. But walk the dog?
Let's see. Jeff says, turns out Eric was reading the pick is in rather than James. No matter. I don't know what that means. I'd like to say that I am loving what the team is doing here. I'm guessing that the second round pick will be traded down for more picks tomorrow with a wide receiver on the slate for the first pick tomorrow. I know that leaves the backfield a little exposed, but the opportunity will be there for the likes of Dowling to step up in training camp. Well, next week on Patriots PFW in Progress, we'll be talking with Trevor Cole.
Nice.
So talk a little bit about that defensive
Trevor
back.
Trevor Scott would be
Trevor
nice,
Scott.
Too. Yeah.
Why do I keep calling him Trevor Cole?
Because I think you're confusing him with Trent Cole of the Philadelphia
Maybe.
Eagles.
Oh, what? Anyway.
By the way, in my little rundown, I forgot about him as a possibility to throw out there as a pass rusher, defensive end, edge guy.
Trevor Scott we'll be talking with.
Workout warrior. Oh, Nick Perry's still available, huh?
Yeah.
He's going to go to Green Bay probably.
Let's see. Jonathan wants to know if it's too soon for nicknames. He's calling Chandler Jones Cujo and Dont'a Hightower as the DH, the designated hitter.
So should we make fun of Fred for mispronouncing?
Dont'a Hightower?
You know what? It's kind of hard to say following each.
So Dont'a call him Hightower. Quinlan. Wasn't that what I said it was? Quinlan's his real name? Quinlan?
Was that right?
You weren't listening? That really hurts.
Right Keith and Walpole emails
How did they get
us
Dont'a
the,
out of that?
The Merriweather story from earlier, if you haven't heard it. He's suspected DUI or something like that. I don't know. Poor
Brandon
guy.
Merriweather?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that.
You know.
Arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Derek wants to know if he's drunk right now.
Quaylen.
Did we really just select two front seven defenders and move up to get them? Great picks for Belichick, and I especially love Hightower. Who could we take at 48 that would make this draft almost unbelievable?
They might not. Who knows? Maybe they're not done trading up.
Stephen Hill? Nah. If I get him at 48, I'll be...
Karthik wants to know, do you think now we get Andre Carter back after these moves?
Well, I've thought all along we would get Andre Carter back.
Yeah.
But you didn't know we would do this.
Right, so why is this in any way...
I'm just asking. Again, just answer the question.
Yes.
Okay. that wasn't that hard, was it?
But I thought in radio you kind of talk out the answer and you kind of hash things out, debate. I didn't know we... Yes.
No, but you can now explain why you think it's yes.
No.
He's going to take his ball and go home.
He's going to be petulant.
Right. Greg from Eugene, Oregon says, I don't get it. What happens to Spikes? More 4-3 with Spikes in the middle and Hightower and Mayo outside linebacker?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
More unique fronts.
The three, I think Mayo right now has the best qualifications to go outside. He might not be great at it, but... Of the two, I think he at least has more of the capability to do that.
Hightower has played outside. He's played with
his hand
on the ground.
I know he has, but I think Mayo might be a little bit better suited for it.
Well, Mayo was an outside linebacker last year.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. So what are we arguing?
We're not.
Oh.
Adam.
It's right.
Adam from Melbourne says.
We're hashing it out
on the radio. Easier when we do it. When they do it, it takes a half hour before they stop.
We're smarter than they are.
That's true.
Let's see. Hell just froze over. Two trade-ups in the first. What's going on? Bill has gone all out on both on defense. Is this the new Belichick we should expect? Because
no.
I love it.
Why do everybody tries to paint him?
I know.
He can't draft tight ends. Now he's the God's gift of drafting tight ends because he drafted Gronkowski and Hernandez. Mm. He can't do this. He never trades up. He does everything.
Right.
As anybody should. Every situation should be taken on its face value and analyzed.
That's right.
And make it. Ernie Adams says, right, trade up this value. Go get him.
I don't want a guy who does the always the same thing.
Right.
And it's, you know, too strict about his ideology. Right. Have we got any picks left? I think Bill might trade down in the second round. Bummed we didn't get a cornerback safety in the first round. We still lack some cover guys.
Well,
yeah, but
I think they could get – I think the guy they like is Tremaine Johnson. Yes. I think they could get him in the second.
Here comes the commissioner.
Packer, 2012 draft picks.
Tremaine?
With the 28th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Nick Perry, linebacker,
that's
USC.
They were going to get one of those guys. So.
Okay, Nick Perry, 6'3", 271.
He's a good player. He's a good player. I like him. I know Paul's not that
obviously
that
he's friendly with Clay Matthews.
Him,
Trojan Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Trojan man!
Todd with a little black cloud over the whole thing says, if history serves, we're all happy, and that's not a good thing.
That's true. I was happy about Chad Jackson. He sucked.
Jeremy writes in, so when Bill said this year, I think there's good depth in the draft in the second and third round, was he trying to disguise his real intentions in the first round?
Looks like it.
Could be.
Keith writes in.
That's why you can never say never with him.
In Dallas, with the pick of Hightower, do you think Bill moves Mayo around and plays him at outside since he is a tackling machine who can't make plays in coverage, but when asked to blitz, he gets to the quarterback?
Really?
I'd like to see him at that outside linebacker spot on a more regular basis.
Who? It'd be intriguing.
Mayo.
It'd be intriguing to have Mayo, Spikes, and Hightower on the field at the same time, however they line those guys up.
And you'll see it.
And Jones. Throw Jones in there, too.
You'll
now.
See it. I guarantee it.
Well, it must have hurt or something.
John in Largo, Florida, says we traded up twice in the first round. That should make Bill's retirement about 4 years away.
Is that the same guy?
No.
Oh, it's a different guy.
Oh, someone already said that.
The other was Kyle. So.
What exactly could they do with those two second-round picks to acquire anything significant in day three?
In day three?
Day three.
Yeah. Because right now they have nothing in day three.
You're, and, right. I'm all for that.
Oh, of course I am. But I'm wondering what they can do to ruin that for us.
They could trade down.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah,
they could trade down.
Yeah,
but, sure. I mean, is it worth it to trade second-round picks for fourth-round picks?
No.
I don't know.
They might think so.
Well,
but
unless,
no.
Unless
the answer is no.
No, but Paul, what about 2 second rounds for a first next year?
Oh, well, so I'd be even more in favor of
and,
that.
Yeah.
We only pick two guys?
Right.
No, and you get
Andy does one, Eric does the other. See ya.
But
hey. Wait a minute. Now.
But Andrew would get some late round picks.
I don't want any late round picks.
We have to look at the value chart there, but
don't want any late round picks.
Yeah, I don't know. Well.
You give away your seconds, you get a first next year, but some late rounds this year.
I'm not sure that would happen that way.
No. All right. Craig says, I really.
Last year you've traded a first. Yeah.
For a first.
I'm not sure you get for a second. I'm not sure you get a first.
2 seconds.
I don't, but I'm not sure you get a first plus something else.
No. First next year? No.
Like you traded a first last year for a second and a first the following year,
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
So trading 2 seconds, I'm not sure you get.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Craig writes in, I really didn't like the first pick, but love the Hightower pick. If we get Hill and Jenkins this draft, it's a winner.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If there's a pick I don't like, it's a Hightower one. I think he's a little bit of where does he play?
That's my question. That's what
Marlon
I started
Ingram.
To ask you.
He's versatility versus
sure
what's the opposite of versatility? Like he doesn't have
special,
a spot.
Specialization.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So I think it'll be good because Bill and the versatility maybe some of the other guys have. But I think that's the question you have with that pick.
Yeah.
Ravens traded out of the first round. Did I miss that?
Minnesota's on the
clock. With the Vikings.
Yeah, the
yes.
Vikings are on at
get
29.
35 and 98 in return.
It's a good deal.
Daniel writes in, wait, the Patriots traded up for a player with pass rushing abilities in the first round? I think I just saw a unicorn. Alexandra's back, the guy from Brazil. He says, will this draft show be available on podcast form later on? There were some solid moments that I, for one, would wish to listen to again.
Of course.
Andy is big in Brazil. Take it as you wish. You're big in Brazil.
I
tell you, they wear some unbelievable bathing suits.
And they
there.
Take care of things.
Right.
Well manicured.
You should know. I got a little wiener.
Well,
What do you think?
You don't like the Brazilian?
Do you think Hightower is just, you know, Spike's insurance?
Well, I brought that up.
That's a lot to pay for insurance.
Well,
don't
you think? Oh, no, they think he's a good player, Fred.
I think he starts as versatile guy I can move around and have fun with. But also, if this Spikes thing, if he's the guy who I can't count on, I got Hightower.
Because I don't think it's a chance to take. I think he can fill that role. But the question is that I think Andy's talking about is in terms of where does this guy fit in is if I have Spikes and Mayo long term,
right?
Why do I need Hightower as well? And that's why I'm wondering if maybe, you know, Mayo obviously is here long term. Mm. Spikes isn't. Spikes is 2 years in. You know, this is, you know, a big year for him.
Right, yeah. It is a big year for him.
You know, yeah. I look at Hightower. Do you remember LeVon Kirkland?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's who this guy reminds me of.
Right.
Because it's very rare to see a guy that size that can move like that.
That's right. But can he? I mean, is he of a LeVon? I mean, if he's a LeVon Kirkland, this is a great draft then.
Yeah, I love it. I think they got two great athletes to go in the front seven, and I think that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Right. Let's go to
Christian, the lunch buyer.
Let's go to Anthony in Naples. Oh, hold on, Anthony.
Debacle.
With the 29th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Harrison Smith, defensive back,
Notre Dame.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, go. What do you got for us?
Just a state of shock. That's what I have for you. I had a little bit of tequila, you know, as I was watching this.
And you turned it to Christopher Walken.
Yeah. This is correct, right? This really did happen.
Indeed.
Like, not only did they move up once, but twice in the first round.
That's right.
I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah. And the defense is better.
I cannot believe it. Like, I love the Chandler Jones pick. I love it, love it, love it. You know, I feel like he's got that length that Belichick loves, and I just feel like I could see him in that outside linebacker spot. But, like, what you guys were saying, though, the big question is Hightower. Like, where do you put him? Like, is he going to be inside or outside? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Like, I really.
I like the idea of Belichick trying to figure it out. You know, give me an athlete that can play, and I'll figure out where to put him.
Yeah, right. And I like the idea of other, you know, offensive coordinators having to figure out where's this guy going to be and trying to game plan for all of those guys. And
there'll be multiple. Yeah.
A game plan coach has more tools to game plan.
They will. They will be multiple. There's no doubt about that.
And not only that, but, like, finally, Belichick is like, hey, you know what? This guy can actually rush the passer. I don't care if he fits the mold that I have, as in Lawrence Taylor. You know, he actually got somebody. It's like, hey, you know what? He has a skill set, and I'll use that. And he is versatile, too. But the thing is, Kirkland, I thought, was like 6'6", Paul.
No.
He's not. Is he that tall?
Kirkland was
Kirkland, you're talking about
Kirkland.
No, I was talking about he's like 270 pounds,
right?
Like Hightower.
He
can move,
right? He was real heavy.
He was I meant in terms of weight, yeah. Anthony.
And I don't think he was 6'6".
Weight because like I remember LeVon Kirkland,
like 6'2",
and he just looked like a defensive tackle.
To be as thick
there,
as he was, you'd have to be like 320 pounds at 6'6".
Yeah. No, I know he was over 270. That's a fact.
I think
I don't know about
6'3", 270s. Yeah.
We should be able to find that out pretty easily, but
it's called Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you know what? I just want to say I'm shocked. I'm happy. I won't be able to go to sleep tonight. You know, like hell froze over, and guess what? Eric is gonna get laid.
I knew. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it, Anthony.
Thanks for the call, Anthony.
You punk.
Let's go to Chris with
you.
A TIN. Hey, Christian.
2 months of lunch from Chris with a TIN.
We're not gonna hold you to that.
Whoa! What do you mean 2 months?
They traded up twice. You owe us double now, buddy.
Double the pleasure, double the fun, double the lunch from Christian, son.
Andy, no more $5 energy teams. You better take it easy.
He hasn't even had one, honest to God.
Oh, my God.
We won't hold you to that, Christian.
Well, I got
to
be honest with you.
Isn't this great?
It's phenomenal. I'll do this every year. This is what he does, the draft.
You've been
great. No, I've been screaming like everybody else, impact guy on the edge.
Yep.
And finally got.
Yeah, but
you
what if he sucks?
I wonder.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can say that about anyone.
I wonder. No, but I mean, he's in theory, he's not.
But you know
all
what?
That different than Cunningham.
That's fine.
I think he's better.
At least they made the effort.
I
now
agree.
We can't fault them for saying, well, they took a Jermaine Cunningham in the third round. And
now we fault them for
and
not knowing what they're doing and
no.
passing on Merciless.
They overpaid. But that's fine.
passing on Merciless and Perry.
I'll tell you what. I'd rather they err on the first round bust than on a second, third, or fourth round.
Me too,
round
Eric.
Guy.
I'm with you. Go get the guy you like who fits your scheme.
Exactly.
And hopefully it'll work.
And, you know, with the exception of you know, Chad Jackson, who they moved up to get, you know, in the second round, when Bill goes after a guy in that first round that he likes, usually it works.
Right.
Usually it works out. I mean, I know there's been the Brendan Merriweather stuff like that, but
sure.
I can't wait to see these kids get on the field and just tear it loose. I really do. I mean, and now the question that I had after all this, does this, I know that they're a sub-defense most of the time. Does this change his philosophy on the base? Does he stick with a 4-3? Does he go back to a 3-4? What does he do?
I think
it's game to game.
Yeah.
Really, I know. It sounds
I mean,
cliche.
Thanks for the call,
but...
Christian. I think this is all game
thanks
plan.
Thanks for the lunches, Christian.
It depends on who they're playing.
Right. Yeah. I think they will continue to be multiple
right.
in game plan and week to week. He'll just have better tool. I mean,
we have a pick.
Francisco, right? I mean,
San Francisco?
Cordy Glanamini, Silatolo, or a wide receiver.
Shut up,
the
Mayock.
30th pick in the 2012 NFL draft.
The running back.
The San Francisco 49ers select A.J. Jenkins,
no.
wide receiver, Illinois.
Wow.
It's a reach.
That is a huge reach.
Bit of a reach.
Okay.
Reach.
Yeah.
49ers go wide receiver.
But what I wanted to get back to was, you know, like, we saw guys on the field at linebacker last year, and Dane Fletcher was hurt, and this pushes Dane Fletcher down, an undrafted guy, but your guy, Koudavides,
yeah.
Tracy White,
Jeff
Tarpinian.
The Super Bowl,
Jeff Tarpinian. Now, these guys you're putting out there is a guy who was a captain on the best defense in college football playing for Nick Saban,
mm-hmm.
who you drafted in the first round. That's a big step up from A.J. Eads and
right.
et al.
Yeah.
Well, Stripper says that Mayock is saying that Hightower replaces Ninkovich.
Right.
Right.
That's
sure.
what we said.
No,
guys,
I'm
looking
just...
like another trade coming down.
Yeah, Denver traded 36 and 101 to Tampa for 31 and 126.
All right.
So Tampa's on the clock.
Does Tampa need a tight end help?
Clam says that Belichick must
Kobe
be drunk, or he's going to get drunk. He's got to be drunk. This is way out of character. I like drunk Bill.
Winslow.
But again, this is not out of character. This is Bill Belichick. You can't
bam,
predict
I got
what he's going to do because he doesn't know what he's going to do until the moment comes.
As he said, how
right.
it plays out. We'll have to see how
right.
it plays out. It played out what he wanted. He went and got it.
We're trying to school you guys. You're gonna make a mistake if you say you, Bill Belichick does this. That's a mistake. It's always been a mistake. It plays out every year, but no one pays attention. You listen to the airheads on talk radio and Eric, and you know
kind of right. You have been. He's never gonna trade up. He doesn't trade up. I'm on trade. He's never gonna trade up.
I was pessimistic, but I didn't say.
Yeah,
you know.
Did. He closed the door on the dynasty. They went back to a Super Bowl. You said he never trades up. He traded up twice.
Did they win a Super Bowl since
you're
they closed
wrong.
The door?
Oh, come on, Eric.
Have they?
You said they
no.
won't be going to another Super Bowl anytime soon.
Right, the window is
that
closed.
That was your quote, and they went to the Super Bowl last year.
That was like the first day I worked. He told me that.
Liam writes in, it's 3:41 a.m. here in Ireland, but staying
you
up for the draft was worth it. Celebrating here with a plate of potatoes and pints of Guinness. Only kidding. Not all Irish are alcoholics, but we do have
and
many.
For good measure, I punch my wife.
Is there a chance we get Andy's guy, Robert Turbin? I've seen
no.
some films,
no.
and I must admit, I am impressed.
You should.
With Woody in decline and both Vereen and Ridley still getting to grips with the NFL, I would love to see another running back on the Patriots roster.
You
yeah,
may.
But they don't have any third or fourth round picks now.
But I don't think they would go after him anyway. And yeah, it's getting less likely with lesser picks that they have that running back.
Mm.
I still think they need to add a defensive back, whether it's
absolutely.
Tremaine Johnson, my guy Menzie,
yeah.
one of these safety corner types or a corner. Obviously, Bedard reported that McCourty is going to safety full time or somewhat full time. I think they need to add a defensive back still at some point.
And they can get a good one.
Two picks.
Tampa's
going
right? to take
Jenkins at 48.
You
yeah.
could get a good one.
You could get the most talented cover man in the draft.
And that would be a just a great PFW draft.
We were
yeah.
were one pick too early on the Doug Martin prediction. Looks like he's going to Tampa.
Oh,
because he needed his bell cow back. He didn't get Richardson, so he had to get his bell cow. Because
hey, in the pre
because you can't play without a bell cow.
In the pre-draft predictions, Andy, didn't you say they would trade up?
Yeah.
You did.
But not twice.
Not twice. No one had that.
No.
Okay.
But I said they trade up. Did anybody else? No one else did?
No, I said they'd stay put.
Oh, yeah, I listed Chandler Jones as the guy they'd trade up for.
I said they would stay put and move down.
And I picked the Bucks to win the Super Bowl in 02.
Right. Locke from Adelaide says, excited about both picks, more excited about the Jones pick. However, because I love him outside, I think that Bill went with his value theory and saw that moving up was not as expensive as the value chart saw, and he moved up and took his guy. The draft is great. Your show is greater. So, there you
go. I like it.
But here's the other thing that you have to – this is the pattern. The one pattern I think that Belichick falls into. When you have what appears to be a glaring need or a glaring element of your team that's lacking. You remember back to the wide receivers in 06, and everybody says, well, that's not a big deal. And then all of a sudden you see that he addresses it. Well, everybody said – this is a good, solid football team, but it's not a championship defense. And everybody said, well, geez, the defense played great in the Super Bowl. It's not what – you're seeing that Belichick did not think that he had a defense that was good enough.
No, he poo-pooed that to Mayock.
He
Mayock
not
said
only,
you have to draft defense. Well, we've signed some guys this offseason. We're
and
good
he
and
not only football. Picked defensive players, he went up to target defensive players. That shows you that he felt there was a sense of urgency there. And I know he liked the players. I'm not saying he picked guys just for the sake of – picking defensive players. But I think that you see that a lot of times those things that become cliche with Belichick, I think are accurate. I think he needed to do them. Why don't you move along, Andy?
Okay.
We're going to keep talking. Move along where?
I'll log
so
in.
So Doug Martin is the
emails.
Pick? You saying, yeah. Is that official?
The pick is in. The report's
so
on
So we only
on
have
Twitter.
One pick left, correct?
One pick left. That's right.
Yes, we are on New York. Everybody assumed it would be Kobe Fleener, although... Let me check the Twitter to see if that has changed at all.
Doesn't look like it.
I don't see anything, but...
He's actually giving his scouting report to members of the organization.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of Doug Martin.
I like Doug Martin, but not as a first-round pick. I mean, suppose if you took him in the second, I mean, what's the difference at this point, but...
And
yeah,
I guess if you
know, is good as a second round pick.
Is Blount not?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Is Blount out of favor with them? What's the deal with him?
Well, I think he's a little wild.
We have the official pick if
no,
we want to hear it.
Somebody in the face.
Let's hear what the commissioner says.
No, he didn't go 15.
Denver has traded the 31st pick to Tampa Bay.
Yes, make the pick.
With the 31st pick in the 2012 NFL draft. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Doug Martin, running back, Boise State.
And it's a good pick. I like him.
I do, too.
Solid player. Going to be good. Has some Ray Rice-type qualities.
Not sold.
I know you're not. You're a pessimist.
Might be just my
Andy
love.
Andy only likes running backs with huge arms.
While Fred is preoccupied, let's go back to the inbox for a second.
Good job, Eric.
Patrick from Alexandria, Virginia says, what position do you think the Pats need to cover next? Safety or go deep threat receiver?
Safety, DB.
DB.
I like the DB, yeah.
Whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, corner, probably.
Tremaine Johnson or Janoris Jenkins, one of those two. Yeah. Those who I'll be targeting when I blog
Tremaine
later.
Johnson at 48, George Ilaka at 62.
Ilaka.
I don't like Ilaka.
Yeah. Ilaka.
He's too big and beefy, isn't he?
I like him.
Isn't he
I like him better than Harrison Smith, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I like him better than Harrison Smith, too, but I don't think I like him. Tremaine Johnson lays the lumber in that one hit I saw. Okay, Eric, read an email
Okay,
now.
Sorry.
I don't know what you were giggling at.
I was just
like
reading some
girl.
Emails. The results. This is Jonathan, doesn't say where. The results of tonight's draft have made me so happy I can no longer care... Where you were saying the guys picked before they were televised. I'm now on cloud nine and full of love for you guys, except for Andy. He's still a douchebag and the main reason why Belichick will retire at the end of this season.
I'm the main reason Belichick will retire?
That's what he says.
He hates you.
What he doesn't even know
nothing,
my name.
Fred.
He doesn't even know my name.
We're on the final pick with the New York football Giants.
Doug Martin went to the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay.
Running back.
Right and where we thought he'd go.
Yeah, about there.
Yep. Okay.
Dante Hightower will be talking.
Jay from Scituate says, do you think the Patriots would even consider trading Hoyer or Mallett for additional picks this year or next? Do you think there's even a market for either one of them?
No.
I don't think
there's a market, and I think you have to be careful because Brian Hoyer is a year away from leaving in all likelihood. And so you'll need a backup quarterback, and you've invested 1 year in Mallett in that position. I don't know that you'd want to unload him and start over.
And the Heartline guy is not.
I liked him coming out. I targeted him.
But we don't
him
know
as
what you don't know what you have in him right now.
No, you don't.
So it'd be too much of a risk.
I certainly wouldn't be comfortable saying next year he'll be my backup quarterback.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. 2013.
Did you read Jonathan's about being on Cloud 9?
Yes, okay. Just did. Yep,
it's
right. Good radio right there.
That one and
it's good radio right here.
I read Patrick's as well from Alexander.
Reviewing which emails we've already read.
Okay. Let's
see. Gotta get him caught up.
TM writes in, I'm really excited about our picks, but honestly, I don't see where our pass rush is coming from. We still have no pass rush in a terrible secondary. This doesn't solve any of our problems.
Oh,
along
stop.
Those lines, if we get Jenkins, I'll slap my alpaca, if you know what I mean, Eric. Right. Wow. A lot
Wait, this doesn't solve any of our problems.
This does solve some
it does
problems.
Solve
Who
some.
Is this?
TM.
And he started off with, I'm excited about our picks?
Right.
I don't get it.
Was he being sarcastic?
Maybe he's bipolar.
I he was riding that roller coaster throughout that email. And Jenkins will make the difference. Now we get the guy with eight kids and
well,
a criminal
but not
record,
only that,
he's the difference.
He's excited about the picks, still wondering where the pass rush is coming, but if we get Jenkins, he'll be excited.
Yeah.
How does that help the pass rush?
And did he not forget sure. about Trevor Scott?
No, but I did until you just mentioned it.
Dave writes in from California. I really like how Bill is grabbing guys, even if they don't make sense. Now, this is totally Bill. Super unpredictable. I really want to see them change up their game plan week by week. I'm excited for the season now, but who do you think will be the inside linebacker, and what are you looking forward to seeing more, the Patriots offense or the Patriots defense? Love the show.
Well, in camp?
I would always rather see the Patriots offense.
Yeah, I mean,
but,
still.
I'm interested to see any improvement that the defense makes, and that'll be training camp, preseason, early on.
I'll tell you what will be a wow factor, and it will come probably around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I think you will hear a lot of whispers of, wow, this guy's tall, lean, ripped. This guy looks the best. You're going to get some wow factor out of the look of Chandler Jones when he gets
from
out
rookie,
here.
Oh,
no,
oh, even
when
for
you
his,
just see him
photo
like,
op.
Ooh,
yeah.
Six,
and we all
five,
know Andy is infatuated
long,
with the male body.
Lean.
He likes length.
I'm trying to have a serious football discussion, and you got to bring it down to how do I work with these guys?
Fred. Well,
he wants to be serious.
You and I just committed the cardinal sin of trying to be funny.
Right.
That's Andy's domain.
The only one that can do that is Andy.
Well, I'm the only one who's actually funny. Well,
yeah, if you're 4 years old. Houston writes in, and he's a Pats fan. He says, as a Houston resident and Pats fan, I'm finally thoroughly satisfied.
Houston, from Houston. He's from Houston, and his name is Houston. Houston. I think you misread that.
I'm calling him Houston. Now we need an offensive lineman and another defensive back. What are your thoughts?
Okay, you're about to set Andy off. Why do we need an offensive lineman? Where is the weakness on the offensive line? We have the number 17 pick starting at left tackle a year after spending the whole season as a starter, basically.
Preach it.
We have an all-pro left guard who will either start the season being ready or be ready a couple weeks later.
Tell the truth.
We have Robert Gallery, who, sure, he was a bust as a left tackle and the greatest one ever, but he's been a starter in the league at both guard and tackle, so he can start. You have Dan Conley, who started at three positions for this team, and you didn't miss a beat.
Preach.
You have Dan Copen, who is a Pro Bowl center that you've re-signed and has been the starter for Tom Brady for half a decade now. You have a right guard who's a Pro Bowler, and you have a right tackle who's a former second-team All-Pro, and then a guy you said was a first-round pick after he beats cancer. So
and Dante Scarnecchia.
And they got guys that we know they love, Copacabana and these other guys in the practice squad that will come up and be the next Dan Copen. Where is this massive hole? Brian Lowe is the one who started this rumor. We got to draft Peter Kahns in the first round. Got to draft Peter Kahns. We need a backup center.
Just so
we
you
went
know,
four deep at center last year with the best offense in football.
Brian,
why do we need backup centers in
Brian
the first
Lowe's,
round?
Brian Lowe's boss just shook his head in disgust when you mentioned
hot dogs and sausage.
So there is no there is no hole on the offensive line.
Just so you know, it took till 11:02 for a solid Andy Hart rant.
That's well done.
Breathe now, Andy, breathe.
I am sweating.
Can the Giants
now.
Make this pick so we can go listen to conference calls?
One of the things that we didn't talk about is just before the draft, the owners did settle on the new rookie pool. And we find out that this year the teams don't have to pay the first rounders. That's why the Patriots will go.
But this
was,
is...
It's a long way to
grant. Yes,
it did. It worked, though.
No, but the Patriots are going to be in... there's not that much of a difference between 31-27 and... What did they end up taking?
25 21, and 21.
And
they lost picks in the – they're going to have money to just pay four people potentially.
Yeah.
Because the pool is set on you, the number you enter the draft with, not what you actually pick.
Is there any chance that we really only end up with four picks?
There's a chance we end up with less.
Great. Yeah. They could trade up, maybe get fewer.
I doubt that we're going to end up with four picks, but all would have shook your head if I said we were trading up twice in the first round.
Yeah, I would have thought once, but not twice.
Roger,
right.
Well, I predicted it on Patriots.com for Chandler Jones.
I actually just said that on Patriots.com.
Nobody else praises PFW if we don't do it.
I did. I praised you, though, Andy. Unlike
Thank you, Paul.
You wouldn't do it for me.
Right. I would say Team PFW.
Roger in Florida says it's about...
I think I may have. No, I said Andy said it. He predicted it.
Roger in Florida says it's about time Bill put his genius into the first round.
He must be listening to PFW in progress.
Josiah in Madison, Maine. I'm very excited. Josiah. That the
David Wilson for the Giants, by the way.
Three running backs went in the first round.
That's a run.
That's a run, and that's two guys that shouldn't have gone in the first round back-to-back here. Doug Martin and David Wilson
Martin wasn't. End of first round, sure.
Patuatui.
All right, why don't we wrap up the show? We got
there's
some conference calls to listen to.
You already missed them. There's a lot of good players available on the board for the Patriots in round two.
With the 32nd pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the world champion New York Giants select David Wilson, running back, Virginia Tech.
All right. Well, that concludes the first round, and we had a lot of emails we didn't get to. We thank you for listening and emailing. We got another show tomorrow.
So don't drink too much celebrating tonight just because you got a
pass rush. 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on for how long?
2 hours.
What?
Well, until it ends, right?
2 hours? No.
3 hours.
No, just 3 hours. 7 to 10.
Oh, okay. What?
7 to 10 tomorrow. We'll be on. So a lot of stuff going up on Patriots.com tonight and tomorrow.
Best available blogs.
We'll be back
analysis live
tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Kevin and Matt. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow. 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else. That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.